This, indeed, is the very irony of astral life. You have noticed certain glorious forms on these regions, student, as we have passed through these scenes, and, selves, who have voluntarily returned from higher spheres to teach and instruct along the lines of religion and philosophy, combining the best of both, and leading upward toward truth those souls who have arrived at a possible understanding of these things. It is verily true, on the astral as well as on the earth plane, that when the pupil is ready, the master appears. The astral has many, very many of these elder brothers of the race, working diligently and earnestly for the uplift of those struggling on the path. I may say here, that an understanding of the nature of the various regions of the astral, and the scenes thereof, will throw light upon the fact that the reports of the other side given by disembodied souls at spiritualistic seances, etc., are so full of contradictions and discrepancies, no two seeming to agree. The secret is that each is telling the truth as he sees it in the astral, without realizing the nature of what they have seen, or the fact that it is, at the best, merely one aspect among millions of others. Contrast the varying heavens just mentioned, and see how different the reports would be coming from some of their inhabitants. When the nature of astral phenomena is once understood, the difficulty vanishes, and, abide between incarnations on these planes. Just as the mind is developed and enabled to express its longings and ambitions, on the astral, so is the higher portions of the soul strengthened and developed on these higher planes. The joy, happiness and spiritual blessedness of these higher planes are beyond ordinary words. So wonderful are they, that even long after the soul has been born again on earth, the will arise with innate memories of its experiences upon those higher planes, and it will sigh for a return to them, as a dove sighs for its far-off home towards which its weary wings urge its flight. Once heard, the harmony of the heaven world is never forgotten. Its memories remain to strengthen us in moments of trial and sorrow. These, then, are the real heaven worlds of the occult teachings, something far different from even the highest astral planes. The reports of the mystics are based on experiences on these planes, not upon those of the astral. Your soul has truly informed you regarding the reality of the existence of these wonderful regions and scenes. It has not deceived you. Therefore, hold fast to the ideal and the vision. Follow the gleam, follow the gleam. Chapter 10. The Astral Light. It must not be supposed for a moment that the astral is simply a plane of nature created for a place of temporary abode and development for souls which have passed out of the physical body, a mere stopping place between reincarnations. Important as are the planes of the astral in the progress of the disembodied souls, they form but one phase of the activities of this great plane of nature. Indeed, even eliminating the disembodied souls from the astral, there would be enough strange and wonderful phenomena on that plane, as well as enough wonderful inhabitants and dwellers on some of its sub-planes, to still render it the place and region of interest that it always has been to occultists. Before we finish our astral journey, and return to Earth life, let us take a hasty glance at these wonderful phases of astral phenomena and life. The Astral Light. Changing our vibrations, we find ourselves entering a strange region, the nature of which at first you fail to discern. Pausing a moment until your astral vision becomes attuned to the peculiar vibrations of this region, you find that you are becoming gradually aware of what may be called an immense picture gallery, spreading out in all directions, and apparently bearing a direct relation to every point of space on the surface of the earth. At first you find it difficult to decipher the meaning of this great array of pictures. The trouble arises from the fact that they are arranged not one after the other in sequence on a flat plane, but rather in sequence, one after another in a peculiar order which may be called the order of X-ness in space, because it is neither the dimension of length, breadth, or depth. It is practically the order of the fourth dimension of space, which cannot be described in terms of ordinary spatial dimension. Again, you find, Upon closely examining the pictures that they are very minute, practically microscopic in size and require the use of the peculiar magnifying power of astral vision to bring them up to a size capable of being recognized by your faculty of visual recognition. The astral vision, when developed, is capable of magnifying any object, material or astral, to an enormous degree. For instance, the trained occultist is able to perceive the whirling atoms and corpuscles of matter, by means of this peculiarity of astral vision. Likewise, he is able to plainly perceive many fine vibrations of light which are invisible to the ordinary sight. In fact, the peculiar astral light which pervades this region is due to the power of the astral vision to receive and register these fine vibrations of light. Bring this power of magnifying into operation, you will see that each of the little points and details of the great world picture so spread before you in the astral light, is really a complete scene of a certain place on Earth, at a certain period in the history of the Earth. It resembles one of the small views in a series of moving pictures, a single view on the roll of film. It is fixed and not in motion, and yet we can move forward along the fourth dimension, and thus obtain a moving picture of the history of any point on the surface of the Earth, or even combine the various points into a larger moving picture, in the same way. Let us prove this by actual experiment. Close your eyes for a moment, while we travel back in time, so to speak, along the series of these astral records, for, indeed, they travel back to the beginning of the history of the Earth. Now open your eyes. Looking around you, you perceived the pictured representation of strange scenes filled with persons wearing a peculiar garb, but all is still, no life, no motion. Now, let us move forward in time, at a much higher rate than that in which the astral views were registered. You now see flying before you the great movement of life on a certain point of space, in a far distant age. From birth to death you see the life of these strange people, all in the space of a few moments. Great battles are fought, and cities rise before your eyes, all in a great moving picture flying at a tremendous speed. Now stop, and then let us move backward in time, still gazing at the moving pictures. You see a strange sight, like that of reversing the film 99 in a moving picture. You see everything moving backwards, cities crumbling into nothingness, men rising from their graves, and growing younger each second until they are finally born as babes, everything moving backward in time, instead of forward. You can thus witness any great historical event, or follow the career of any great personage from birth to death or backward. You will notice, moreover, that everything is semi-transparent, and that accordingly, you can see the picture of what is going on inside, of buildings as well as outside of them. Nothing escapes the astral light records. Nothing can be concealed from it. You have gazed at the great world picture in the records of the astral light, the great Akashic records, as we Hindus call it. In these records are to be found pictures of every single event, without exception, that has ever happened in the history of the Earth, recorded just exactly as it really happened. Moreover, the record being ultra-photographic and including the smallest detail. By traveling to a point in time, on the fourth dimension, you may begin at that point, and see a moving picture of the history of any part of the Earth from that time on to the present, or you may reverse the sequence by traveling backward, as we have seen. You may also travel in the astral, on ordinary space dimensions, and thus see what happened simultaneously all over the Earth, at any special moment of time, if you wish. As a matter of strict truth, however, I must inform you that the real records of the past, the great Akashic records, really exist on a much higher plane than the astral, and that which you have witnessed is but a reflection. Strong wishes for good, as well as strong curses for evil, tend to manifest form and a semblance of vitality in the shape of these artificial entities. These entities, however, are under the law of thought attraction, and go only where they are attracted. Moreover, they may be neutralized, and even destroyed, by positive thought properly directed in the way known to all advanced students along these lines. Another, and quite a large, class of these artificial astral entities, consist of thought forms of supernatural beings, sent out by the strong mental pictures, oft repeated, of the persons creating them, the creator usually being unconscious of the result. For instance, a strongly religious mother, who prays for the protective influence of the angels around and about her children, and whose strong religious imagination pictures these heavenly visitors as present by the side of the children, frequently actually creates thought forms of such angel guardians around her children, who are given a degree of life and mind vibrations from the soul of the mother. In this way, such guardian angels, so created, serve to protect the children and warn them from evil and against temptation. Many a pious mother has accomplished more than she realized by her prayers and earnest desires. The early fathers of the churches, Occidental and Oriental, were aware of this fact, and consequently bade their followers to use this form of prayer and thought, though they did not explain the true underlying reason. Even after the mother has passed on to higher planes, her loving memory may serve to keep alive these thought form entities, and thus serve to guard her loved ones. In a similar way, many family ghosts have been created and kept in being in the same way, by the constantly repeated tale and belief in their reality, on the part of generation after generation. In this class belong the celebrated historic ghosts who warn royal or noble families of approaching death or sorrow. The familiar family ghosts walking the walls of old castles on certain anniversaries are usually found to belong to this class, though not always so. Many haunted houses are explained in this way. Also, the ghost may be led by anyone familiar with the laws of thought forms. It must be remembered that these artificial entities are of purely human creation, and obtain all their apparent and mind from the action of the thought force of their creators. Repeated thought, and repeated belief, will serve to keep alive and to strengthen these entities, otherwise they will disappear in time. Many supernatural visitors, saints, semi-divine beings, etc., of all religions have been formed in this way, and, in many cases, are kept in being by the faith of the devotees of the church, chapel, or shrine. In many temples in Oriental countries, they have been created and kept alive for many centuries. The thought form entities of the minor gods and saints, endowed in thought with great power of response to prayer, offering, and ceremonies. Those accepting the belief in these powers are brought into harmony with its vibrations, and are affected thereby, for good or evil. The power of the devils of savage races, some of whom practically are devil worshippers, arise in the same way. Even in the early history of the Western religions, we find many references to the appearance of the devil, and of his evil work, witchcraft, diabolical presences, etc., all of which were created thought form entities of this kind. Many of the effects of sorcery, black magic, etc., were produced in this way, though element of belief, of course, adding greatly to the effect. The voodoo practices of Africa, and later, of Martinique, and the kahuna practices of Hawaii, are based on these same principles. The effect of charms, etc., depend on the same laws, including the effect of faith. Even certain forms of spirits, so-called, of certain forms of spiritualistic seances arise from this principle, and have never been human beings, at all. An understanding of this principle will aid in the interpretation of many puzzling phases of psychic phenomena. Spirit return. Nothing that I have said must be taken as denying the reality and validity of what the Western world knows as spirit return. On the other hand, I am fully familiar with very many instances of the real return to earth life of disembodied souls. But at the same time, I, as well as all other advanced occultists, are equally aware of the many chances of mistake in this class of psychic phenomena. Shades, and even astral shells, too often are mistaken for departed loved ones. Again, many apparently real spirit forms are nothing more or less than semi-vitalized thought form artificial entities such as I have just described. Again, many mediums are really clairvoyant, and are able to unconsciously draw to some extent upon the astral records for their information regarding the past, instead of receiving the communication from a disembodied soul in all honesty and in good faith. In many cases, occultism does not deny the phenomena of modern Western spiritualism. It merely seeks to explain its true nature, and to verify some of it while pointing out the real nature of others. It should be welcomed as an ally by all true spiritualists. Astral vision. It must not be supposed that the astral vision dawns suddenly upon anyone in full force. Rather is it a matter of slow gradual development in the majority of cases. Many persons possess it to a faint degree, and fail to develop it further, for want of proper instruction. Many persons have occasional flashes of it, and are entirely without it at other times. Many feel the astral vibrations, rather than seeing with the astral vision. Others gain a degree of astral vision by means of crystal gazing, etc. That which is frequently referred to as psychic sight, or psychic sensing, is a form of astral visioning or sensing. Psychism is bound up with astral phenomena, in all cases. In this little manual, I have sought to give you, in a few lines, the great underlying facts of the astral plane. I have crowded very much into a very small space, so that you will have to read and study my words very carefully, in order to get the full meaning. In fact, this is not a book to be read on and then laid aside. Rather, it should be reread and restudied, until all the essence is extracted. The glimpses of a number of the subplanes of the astral should give you a general, clear idea of many other scenes on that great plane. Remember, these scenes are typical of those witnessed by any advanced occultist who is able to travel on those planes, as you, yourself, may verify when you are able to vision on these planes. They are underdrawn, rather than overdrawn. Some of the more startling and sensational scenes have been omitted altogether, as I have no desire to attract, or cater to, those seeking sensation. My work is for the earnest student, alone. Use this manual as a key to unlock many mysteries, not as a book to while away an idle hour. Do not have any idle hours. Do not try to kill time. Be an earnest, thoughtful, occultist, ever unfolding and evolving as you progress along the path. Look forward, not backward. Look upward, not downward. Have faith, not fear. For, within your soul is a spark of the divine flame, which cannot be extinguished. The end of book. Well, the content is below. Contents. Chapter 1. The Seven Planes. The Wonderful Astral World. The Old Occult Teachings. The Seven Planes of Being. The Material Plane. The Plane of Forces. The Mental Plane. The Four Higher Planes. The Subplanes, and the 7x7 Divisions. What is meant by a plane? Degrees of vibrational energy. A state, rather than a place. Vibrational dimension, not dimensions of space. Vibratory keynotes of substance. Nature's finer forces. Chapter 2. Astral regions. What is meant by an astral region? Where located? The meaning of the occult term astral. Sanskrit and Grecian origin. How one visits the astral world. The astral vision. Using the astral body. The astral senses. Receiving impressions on the astral plane. Clairvoyant perception of the astral phenomena. Shifting from the material world to the astral. The astral filament. Chapter 3. Reality of the astral. Differences in substance merely a matter of vibration. Everything vibrates. Nothing really solid in nature. The infinite magnifying glass, and what it reveals. Reality of astral substance. Scenery, dwellers, and phenomena. The astral law of change. Several ways of traveling on the astral. Time and space on the astral. What one encounters on an astral journey. Sights pleasant and unpleasant. Chapter 5. Some lower subplanes. Passing the border. Passing out of the physical body. Alone in the astral body. How the astral body seems to one dwelling in it. Looking back on one's own physical body. How connection is retained with the sleeping physical body, while one is out on the astral. Raising one's vibrations. A strange region. Wonderful sights on the plane of forces. Walking through a stone wall. The little walk down the street, in the astral body, and what one sees there. Weird forms, and wonderful colors in the astral. Auras in the astral. Chapter 5. Some lower subplanes. The dividing veil. The astral cemetery. Disintegrating astral forms. Astral shells. Why the soul sheds, the astral shell. The astral specters or shades. The galvanized astral shell. How the astral specters are vitalized. How the astral specters manifest in psychic circles, etc. Bodies without souls yet seemingly alive and conscious. Counterfeit entities. Occult knowledge prevents deplorable mistakes. Chapter VT. Disembodied souls. Entering the region of the disembodied. A sacred subplane. The resting place of the souls. The great spiritual guardians of the souls. Not dead, but sleeping. The watchers over the forms. Astral purgatories. The occult basis of theological theories. Why the disembodied soul sleeps. The period of the astral sleep. The low developed soul. The average soul. The highly developed soul. The law of the astral, and how it manifests. Chapter 7. Scenes of the astral. A very low subvision. A foul astral atmosphere. Low entities. The earthbound souls. The astral fog. The Tantalus-like denizens of the low astral planes. The lust of the eye. The hell of lack of the physical body. How the low entities pass their time. The effect. Outliving, and living out. Punished by their sins, not for them. The regions of the lewd. The regions of the money hogs. Purgatory. The burning out by the flames of desire. Astral scenery, and how created. Chapter 8. Astral scenes, buildings, cities, and paraphernalia. How artificial astral structures are built, and of what composed. Character and occupations of the astral dwellers. Earnest working out of ideals, ideas, ambitions, inclinations, etc. Happy hunting grounds on the astral. The astral Valhalla, and its inhabitants' useful work on the astral. The creative joy. Artists, composers, and inventors on the astral. Astral workshops and laboratories. Chapter 9. Higher planes and beyond. The higher astral regions. Higher vibrations. The great plane of the religious souls. A multitude of religious centers on the astral. How the sects, cults and denominations gather, and how their regions are furnished. Stage settings, and scenery. High and low forms of religions. Religious ancient and modern. Each and all have a place. Dante's Inferno, on the astral. The home of the philosophers, and theologians. Skeptics and materialists on the astral. The irony of the astral. Beyond the astral. The heaven worlds. The true home of the soul. The harmony of the heaven world. Once heard, never forgotten, once seen, always remembered. Chapter 10. The astral light. What the astral light is. The astral records. The great astral picture gallery. The photographic records of the past. How they can be reproduced. The great astral moving picture. History reproduced. Nothing escapes the astral records. Nothing concealed from the astral camera. The Akashic records. The astral fourth dimension. How clairvoyants read the past. A startling presentation of a wonderful occult truth. A revelation to many. Chapter 11. Astral entities. Non-human dwellers upon the astral. Nature spirits. Gnomes, sylphs, and salamanders. Fairies, pixies, elves, brownies, goblins, etc. The truth underlying the old legends. Characteristics of these entities. Pranks of the elves. Helpful brownies. Artificial entities on the astral. Vitalized thought forms. How created, and what they do. Guardian angels, what they really are. Family ghosts. So-called supernatural visitors, and how created. The truth about the devils of history. Spirit return, its truth and error. Occult explanation. Final advice from the teacher. This was copied from https://yasix07.us.archive.org/18/items/astral-world-its-co-opank/astral-world-its-co-opank.pdf